I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
You're listening to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
Just telling Chuck before we get into some stuff here. The first story is about travel, and I said I was traveling well with my, you know, whatever the hell I've got going on, sinus congestion, infection, whatever it is. When I didn't even think about it until we started the descent to come in for a landing, and the pressure in my head was unbelievable.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And I realized, because I had my noise canceling headphones in, I didn't realize it was that loud, but I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
You were making moans?
Jeez. I was moaning, but not realize until I took one headphone out for a second. God. I was like,
he's whimpering.
That's an audible moan. The guy beside me must have thought I was a freak.
Yeah, we got a real mentally disturbed individual.
Are you listening to this guy moaning?
I think he's getting pleasure, if you know what I mean.
I think he's having one of those hands-free orgasms.
Vibrating butt plug would be my number one guess.
He's milking his prostate somehow.
He is milk. Let me tell you.
Got the milkman over there in seat 32D.
Yeah, I was stuck next to him.
Started moaning.
Oh,
I just
boy.
Hope he doesn't. He was an older guy, so who knows?
Pleasure, but for sure.
I know. I just hope he wasn't a listener, because he's probably thinking that I'm insane.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, God.
And I never moan.
Yeah.
But I was the it just overcame me. Like, I just thought my head was going to explode.
Yeah, bet it overcame you.
Yeah, he was overcome, all right.
But you realize
what's happening.
The sounds of sinus pressure. Oh.
I think he touched my elbow, and that was it. Sent them off, you know?
Were you flying with Amber? Or
no.
Oh,
I met her.
I was going to say, she would tell you, you're moaning.
That's the
might
problem.
Want to keep it down.
Yeah, no, luckily, I wish she was flying with me. No, she was already there.
Oh.
I met her there.
Hmm.
So it was just me and some other dude.
Yeah, the guy's flying solo too, which
I
found
he's
highly
highly
disturbing.
Did you get any on you?
He was babbling something about pressure. I assume that's rectal pressure.
He built it up down there. He had a lot of stuff to release.
It's crazy.
Yeah, he was flying his hard these days.
Holding my head for a while. Oh,
he was sad and orgasmic.
Yeah, he was like a sad orgasm.
Sorry,
over and over.
Was with a moaner on the flight the other day. That was me.
Kind of tantric.
It was just
freak.
Sinus pressure.
He's a sexual guy like Sting.
So as we get into talk about travel right here, you know, this is, although I have checked a lot of things off my bucket list you guys thought were stupid and insane, climbing Mount Everest has never been on my list.
Good.
Well, I'm glad it's not yet.
No.
You have said you want to climb a mountain.
Yes.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah, you have.
Machu Picchu.
Yeah.
That's
right.
Totally different. That's warm. It's not cold.
Okay.
But I do want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I do not want to do Mount Everest. And because so many people are doing it now, it's become crazy. You should see I show you the story, the line of people waiting to get to the peak. It's like a theme. It's almost like waiting at Disney World on a ride.
Right.
Oh, it's crazy.
Unfortunately,
the problem is it's frigid.
Yeah.
And because of overcrowding, they're now blaming 11 deaths so far.
Yep.
On that, there's only one route up, and so many people are taking it. It's leading to troubles. Here's the story from CNN.
Expert mountaineers are saying especially difficult for a number of factors that could be what contributed to all of these deaths, most of them from altitude sickness, and most of them not as climbers were on their way up to the summit, but rather as they were coming down. That dramatic photograph on social media, on Instagram, that showed that long line of climbers, that was taken in what is known as the death zone. And there's a reason why it's called that, because when you're at that altitude, every breath you take in only gives you a third of the oxygen that you would get when you're breathing in at sea level. A lot of these climbers succumbing to altitude sickness as they're descending. Now, the backlog created perhaps for a number of different factors. Some are criticizing the Nepali government for giving out too many permits. They say that that is an unfounded allegation. Others are saying that you have greater numbers of inexperienced climbers trying to do the summit with companies that are cutting too many corners. And these inexperienced climbers don't necessarily know how to take these calculated risks. They don't know how to mitigate them. And they also don't know how to listen to their own bodies. And then, Erica, you have the weather component. And this year in particular, there weren't that many days where people could summit. So you had this massive rush, especially on a few days in particular, that led to these backlogs of about 2 to 4 hour waits in this death zone. What everyone is saying, though, is that it's clear that something has to change, Erica.
Mm. Death zone.
Yeah, I don't want to go to the death zone.
And a lot of times when you die there, they just leave you there.
Well, this is
like they can't carry you back because, like they said, it's like one third the oxygen. They can't waste energy on your dead body.
Right.
And I think a lot of times too, like if you just fall over, like not fall down the mountain, but just like fall and like you're resting on a rock, they're like, well,
you can't get up.
You're well, and they won't help you. Yeah, like you're on your own, man. Like you're alone there.
They were saying that because the Earth's getting hotter or whatever, that the bunch of snow melted and like all these bodies are being found on mountaintops.
Yeah.
Like missing hikers and things.
Yep.
That's one thing I'll never be, is a missing hiker.
Guaranteed.
No, that's not the way you'll go out.
No. 100%. Something had to go incredibly wrong for you to be a missing hiker.
I'll never be a missing hiker. Andy Green. Yeah. No.
If they report you as a missing hiker, we'll be like, no.
missing scuba diver.
Did you see Green Bean was a missing hiker? Somebody started a new life.
Yeah. It wasn't him.
Well, if you're not up to traveling to Nepal to visit Mount Everest, there's lots of stuff to do right here in the good old U.S. of A. A new survey asked Americans what's on their travel bucket list in the United States. You guys are going to hate most of this, but this is the top 15. Eat a cheesesteak in Philadelphia. Mm. Walk across the Golden Gate Bridge.
Okay.
Walk along Venice Beach and the Santa Monica Pier. See a Broadway show in New York City. See Cape Cod, drive from Miami to Key West. I know this is on Chuck's list. See the fall leaves in New England.
Wow. It would be great.
Drive the Pacific Coast Highway. Go to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Go to Redwood National Park. See Mount Rushmore.
Oh my God, the worst. Do not. Do not go see Mount Rushmore.
That made the top five. Mount Rushmore made the top five, but everyone... Anyone I talked to who visited, it said it's incredibly overrated.
Yeah, underwhelming.
It is as overrated as anything can get. So if you're going to Mount Rushmore, make sure it's just like a 10 to 15 minute stop along the way between two things you're doing. Hmm. That's all you need.
Yeah, it's never been on my list.
Me neither.
I saw pictures of the thing or whatever. That's fine.
I can't even believe that there's actually one thing on there that I actually did myself.
Yeah, that's true.
And so...
Rounding out the top five, go to Las Vegas is in the top five of most Americans' travel bucket list. See Niagara Falls is number three.
Mm.
Visit Yellowstone National Park is number two.
I've done all this.
And number one is see the Grand Canyon. And fall in while taking a selfie.
Yeah, that's right. Most people.
That's what's happening now.
That's what's happening
now. I like to do what everybody else is not doing.
Yeah.
More so than what everybody else is doing.
Yeah. Just don't go to places.
Like, to go somewhere and, like, walk across a bridge, I don't care.
You have to be giving
away. I just want to see
it. I'll drive across
it. I'll be there and I'll see it. That's fine. Yeah. I don't need to...
go up right to it.
Be like, smell it. Like, feel its power under me. Like, what? What the hell? I'm there in the city. There it is. Like, that's it. That's all I need. Mm-hmm. I don't need to walk across.
So, if you walk across the Golden Gate Bridge, you just have to turn around and come back. It's not like you're parked on one side of it, right?
Yeah, it's like a terrible. Yeah. Terrible pastime.
Just tons of Uber on the other side just waiting to take people lazy asses back.
My Golden Gate Bridge experience would just be like, that's a big-ass bridge.
Yep, that's all I would do. I'd be all like, right. Wow.
That's enough of that.
Majestic.
It sounds like stuff like a lot of old people would do.
Yeah.
Like when you get old, you're like, well,
I just want to say thanks.
And yeah.
Biggest basket in the whole United States.
Yeah. In Iowa. Oh, yeah. You never saw it? It's amazing.
It's incredible. You think in your mind, you're like a big basket. A big wicker basket.
Big wicker basket. How big
and then
could
you see it
be?
And wow. The thing's goddamn bigger than you ever imagined.
Wow. That's huge.
It delivers.
That is giant.
Jeez. What would you, because there are a ton of stuff like that. What would you search for? I put 15 biggest things in America,
just
but
unusual. World's biggest.
No, but that's in
world's
the...
America's biggest things for tourists.
Unusual.
No, but that
tourists.
Brings up like
said,
tourist
yeah,
attractions.
I know.
Yeah.
Biggest
items
to visit.
I see. Items there's for a tourists. Show
that's
I watch.
You already typed in
called like the weirdest houses, and they're always
roadside attractions. That's it.
Yeah, largest roadside attractions.
Ooh, what's in Ohio?
Isn't the what's in Ohio?
The Butter Jesus?
Yeah, the Big Butter Jesus.
Big Butter Jesus. World's largest ball of twine. Where's that?
Dave, you write these things down. You can do
yeah,
it.
I know.
When you get
right?
older, you'll
Kansas
be...
City.
All you got to do is go to Cocker City, Kansas.
Cocker.
Kansas.
You want to see the world's largest ball of twine? You go to Cocker.
Mm. Heading to Cocker.
How big is it, though?
I don't know.
On the road, headed towards Cocker, KS. It's Cocker, Kansas.
There can't be a lot of people in Cocker.
No, it's light.
Looking at the twine.
That's why we booked the trip there. We got a hotel.
Hear ye, people of Cocker.
Yeah,
we got an idea.
In Washington, they've got the world's
giant
biggest milk bottles.
Look at that.
Ball of yarn.
Ooh.
Twine.
Is that the tiniest little city?
Venice Grotto. What else is there? Is this the biggest fake blue whale?
Wow.
Oklahoma.
Let's stop here.
Where do you think we're going? Catoosa, Oklahoma. See that whale house.
Of course we is. What about dinosaurs?
In Cabazon, California, you can see the world's biggest dinosaur museum.
See, I'm a sucker for these cheesy roadside attractions.
You love them?
You love it, huh?
Yeah.
It's in Maine.
In Maine, the desert of Maine.
Is that?
It's a desert lease in the middle of Maine.
Bad farming led to soil erosion and the creation of natural desert-like conditions.
Huh.
So people drive out to see the deserts of Maine.
My mind was blown. I went out and had lobster, and then 10 minutes later, I was in the desert.
You'd never believe your eyes. You wouldn't.
In McLean, Texas, they've got the Devil's Rope Museum.
Ooh. Texas has a lot of things.
So yeah. Is that the barbed wire museum?
Yeah, pretty much. The barbed wire museum.
No, it's Devil's Rope.
Devil's Rope is way cooler sounding.
Huh.
There's a tree that looks like General Sherman.
Cool.
Look at that.
That looks just like General Sherman.
Tell you what.
You don't think so? You don't think so? Look close, Lise. You see his beard?
Maybe they just named it after him. Maybe it doesn't look like him. I don't see any image
strange.
There.
It's a strange one.
The Golden Driller is in Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's a giant gold drilling man.
Wow. He's huge. Majestic.
22 ton. He was declared Oklahoma's official state monument back in the late 70s.
Oklahoma.
Yeah.
There's a gorilla holding a VW bug in Vermont.
Look at that.
See,
I gotta see this
James
before I die.
Needs to see that.
I gotta see this before I die.
I know, like James wants to see this stuff.
I have a reason to go to Vermont.
Like a stoner attraction.
Absolutely.
Yeah. It looks like a giant Yeti holding a giant car above its head.
It's like Bigfoot picked up a V-dub.
There's a Jimmy Carter peanut statue in Georgia.
Oh my
goodness. It's a peanut made to look like Jimmy Carter.
It's out in the middle of nowhere.
I once randomly found a field of giant stone corn on the cob in Ohio.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
The field of corn?
It was a field of corn, but it was giant statues of corn.
Well, then you should go see the Jolly Green Giant statue, which is in Blue Earth, Minnesota.
I'd love to have a picture in front of that guy.
You would. I know.
I had the same pose, too.
Did you know Illinois has its own Leaning Tower?
What a cheaper vacation. Yeah. You don't have to go.
Don't go to Italy.
You don't need to go to the old country.
Go to the Leaning Tower of Niles, Illinois.
When did they build this?
1934. It used to stand in front of a YMCA, but it's now in the center of a park.
My God.
Had no idea.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
There's another thing in Ohio. What's that? What's the Longer Burger Basket headquarters?
Yeah, that's that basket.
It's
the world's biggest basket. Yeah. That's it. World's biggest picnic basket.
Look at that thing. I tell you what, it was like, say, picture two houses.
The same.
And then it's a two big-ass houses, but it's one wicker basket.
That's actually the corporate headquarters of the Longer Burger Basket Company. They spent $30 million to build new corporate headquarters shaped after one of its baskets.
Basket money.
Oh, that old basket money.
Is there a lot of money in baskets?
No, you wouldn't think so. That's we've why been, it's really I'll be honest, crazy
we've been
that
selling wicker baskets for
hold
years.
The presses.
What?
This is so popular, there's vacation packages to visit the world's largest
Listen, basket. Andy knew about it.
Yeah, I knew about it. I wasn't. Those weren't jokes. Some of that
was
based in reality.
Yeah, some of that was totally
Can you
true.
Imagine buying a vacation package to the basket headquarters in Ohio?
Yeah, but you know what? You know, I guarantee it's a Greyhound. I guarantee it's old people.
Yeah.
And I guarantee there's a stop at a casino.
Yeah, we stopped at the casino.
Mystery spot in Santa Cruz. Ooh, what's that?
Let's go down there.
Look at that.
That's nothing.
Nope. It's just a tree with a bunch of signs on it that tells you which cities are in what direction.
Get back to me when you got a basket as big as a house.
Bigger. And he's seven stories high.
What about
seven
a shoe tree?
Stories. What about tree. A paper house?
What about a shoe tree?
Is that a house made out of paper?
That's I don't think so.
Good. Shoe tree off of US 50.
Oh, okay. So it's just a tree that
covered
people
in shoes.
Threw their shoes on.
That's gross.
Snake Alley, this
the thing.
Bud Drive-In,
just
a big potato.
The thing in Arizona.
Big Butter Jesus in Ohio didn't make the list.
No, neither did Michigan's Big Tire.
No.
Now, Scott's been to the Big Basket.
You have?
He's joining us on the Dave and Chuck Lines.
What did it tell you?
How's it going?
We're good.
Yeah, just happened to be driving by. This was a few years ago, and pulled in the parking lot and walked in. And it was the office building of the basket company, and it's like a big giant atrium inside, and there's skylights in the ceiling, and they told me that the handles of the basket were even heated, so the ice in the wintertime wouldn't break off and crash through the skylights.
Well, they would have
they
to,
thought
yeah.
of everything with that basket.
They would have to.
They spent so much money on this.
Yeah, they had to engineer it.
It's a fortune.
You realize handles on a basket that big will freeze up and rain down ice of terror down upon everyone. Of course, think about that.
Of course we thought of that.
It's going to be another $15 million to eat those things.
Oh, do it. Do it. We got all the basket money
in
the world.
Longer Burger, man.
I'm going to be honest. We're going to build this thing. People are going to stop here. People are going to travel here. There are going to be packages sold. You'll be able to come and see it, buy a shirt.
Wouldn't you laugh through the whole tour? You were taking a tour,
God.
And they were telling you how serious
to
the
be
heated
no.
handles of the basket building were?
The handles are heated, you say? You're looking at them with binoculars. Ah!
I'd be furious.
Well, you'd have to want to go and do it. For the joke of it.
How do you have to commit?
The Longenberger family. Is that them? Were they a family?
Yeah, so you can visit. Here's one of the tours you can take.
The homestead.
Let's see what's included. Enjoy shopping, dining, and entertainment at Longa Burger. Part of this motor coach vacation package.
Oh, the Crawford Barn?
Where's the basket? Oh, there's the basket.
Motor coach. So it is a bus tour.
Oh. Gets worse, a bus tour.
So you visit the homestead, you do the factory tour, you make a basket yourself.
Oh my God. That's horrible. I have to make a basket?
It was the most amazing vacation of all time.
I'll tell you though, my arthritis really kicked in.
They yelled at me when I wasn't making my basket.
They hit me with a bat.
My basket would look terrible.
Oh my God. At least it won't put any effort into it at all. You can get to go shopping and you get to have lunch. Be sure to look for the larger-than-life basket brimming with fake apples located near the restaurant, they say.
Broasted chicken. They have broasted chicken.
Oh, all the worst tourist traps have broasted chicken.
What's up
plain-ass chicken.
Broasted chicken.
Why do they do that?
Lisa.
Wait, this got no taste. I love it.
Don't forget your camera. There will be exciting photo opportunities during your visit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Pot roast, broasted chicken, mac and cheese. That's what they're going to serve you.
Everything you imagine on one of these
places. Oh, my God.
How much are they? They didn't tell me how much they're charging.
Well, book a tour.
Do you think a lot of people go on the tour? Oh, look at all the old
people. Just old people.
Did you see?
18 seniors. They put a younger guy in the back just to round it out. He's probably the guide.
He's the driver.
Jesus. Yeah, I knew that basket was out there.
You did know it was out there.
I heard tale of it as a kid.
You need to really sit down and think about life if you're going on a road trip to visit a basket.
Ooh, just any of those old people.
Something's going on. I mean, give up. That's
this
it.
Company made it through the Great Depression.
Yeah, I mean, they're impressive, but still, I'm not driving across the country to see a basket.
Easter baskets. There's all sorts of baskets, I guess.
You know what's crazy? Do they make all those baskets?
I don't know.
Well, probably all, like, you go to the craft store with Stella, right?
Yeah.
They have a lot of baskets in there, don't they?
Or like, I don't know.
Michael's, they have a lot of baskets.
Really?
Yeah, there's a whole section like of just wicker baskets.
It's the premier basket making company.
Okay, but all I'm saying is, do they have their hand in the Easter basket game?
Probably.
Well, they do gathering baskets.
They definitely, they are, because what I would say they are is the picnic basket.
Okay, picnic baskets.
People, okay.
Oh, you guys.
What?
The Longa Burger Company went out of business.
Oh, what happened to the basket building?
Right at the
building?
End of the year.
It's with a heavy heart.
The hustle and bustle of this holiday season didn't include people placing orders for baskets.
But you know what's going to happen now? They're going to shut down that basket factory.
Who will buy that?
Ice is going to rain down from the heavens.
We can't heat the handles.
What a turn this is taking. The Longa Burger Basket Empire, once a billion-dollar company with 8,000 employees and 70,000 sales associates, slowly unraveled.
People don't want to buy baskets.
Well, why would you have a basket when you have a cooler with wheels?
Yeah, people don't.
They didn't see it coming.
They should have.
How long do you think that they were in decline?
It had to be a long
time. Maybe because they spent $35 million on a basket building?
Isn't that the dumbest?
They got crazy. They thought that basket money would never stop.
When did they build it?
In the 90s.
So they're
late
just
90s. All out in the 90s.
It is hilarious to think about them like clinking glasses. Of course, heat the handles. We're Longa Burger. Nothing will take us down.
Exactly.
Everybody will need baskets for the rest of it.
And then there's,
for the rest of time, we're set.
There's one guy in the back who's like got a flyer for like
we're starting a 3-part series.
I don't know. There's like a guy in the back with like a flyer for like a cooler with wheels, with an extendable handle, like a piece of luggage, and he's like, "Uh-oh."
In the movie, he'd be played by Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, "Time's up."
Yeah, one of the headlines.
Everyone loves our heavy baskets.
So the building's for sale. Who's going to buy
no
a basket
one.
Building?
No one.
Hey, listen, we kind of
look at the inside of that place. It's doomed.
It's huge.
Oh,
the ice is going to destroy this place
because they're turning off the heat to those handles.
Oh, for sure.
No, what's that, Jeff Goldblum? That. That's a countdown for the amount of money they have to keep those.
It
handles.
It was sold already for $1.2 million.
Well, they got a deal seeing that they spent $35 million on it.
Well, no wonder, huh?
Is there any competition? Like another basket company?
I just spent $1.2 million on a building that looks like a basket. I'm never selling it. I'm so stupid.
No.
I'm the world's dumbest person.
Out. Look at these oak staircases.
Oh, dude,
railings.
They had all the money in the world.
There's this gigantic, like, theater in there.
It's really nice, but it looks like a basket, and it's in Ohio.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Oh,
so they're going to have to tear it all apart, right, and just sell
well,
the building?
At least maybe just take the handles
take
off.
Take the handles off. That's
you
got to
take those handles off. Those things are costing, you $15 mil a year. Those goddamn hated handles.
It's going to cost $2 million just to take those handles off.
Well, you have to make it look like
down.
Kind
they
of like
at least let them fold down.
Like, what is that?
Why
put
don't
them
they
on
have
a hinge?
Yeah, nobody thought to make the handles detachable.
I gotta be honest. They ran all out of money about 2 minutes after they built the building.
So what are we gonna have to do to get these handles off of here? You're gonna wanna get like a team of 35 helicopters. Yeah. It's gotta be.
That is gonna just be. Implode the entire building.
Pricey. You Longaberger's are freaks.
Oh my god.
Oh, they are in trouble.
Bad purchase.
We'll listen, never run out of money. Longaberger.
They were. They were sitting pretty, weren't they?
Yeah, they were.
The top handles weigh 75 tons apiece.
Oh, no. On! Do you know the crane you have to have? Oh.
Boy, do they look dumb now.
Hmm.
Do you think there were people there like who were working there and they're like, why are we building this wooden palace?
For sure.
This basket palace.
The Longaberger CEO sitting in a golden basket, like in his like office that looks like a basket. He's got a basket crown.
A lot of times, the last thing you do in a place is build a big, useless,
right? Palatial,
way too big.
Things will never change.
Yeah.
Sorry,
then you just start turning the lights out in different parts of it.
Oh.
They'll shut down that basket. Imagine how much that basket costs to heat.
Oh, man.
You can't heat the basket. The basket's been overtaken by underground mutants.
How are you going to sell a big, giant basket?
No, that's why they haven't been able to.
Oh, just wait for this price to keep going down.
You guys, let's get we'll move into the big basket. All right, broadcasting live from the world's biggest basket.
We got our own big basket.
Wait.
Oh, wait, one call here. Kathy, you've been there. You've built a basket. Hey, Kathy.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Kathy.
What brought you there?
I have been laughing hysterically all the way home, and I'm sitting in my driveway. I've actually been to the basket.
Okay.
We went on a tour. Well, we didn't go on a tour, but we went to the homestead.
Yeah.
Which was this huge shopping area, and they had different areas, like, where you could use all their baskets. And so, like, you had a kitchenette area with all the kitchen baskets. You had a bathroom area with all the bathroom baskets.
Wow.
And then a friend of mine and I went and actually built our own Longaberger baskets at the basket company.
Wow.
That's so neat.
That is crazy you did that, Kathy.
Did people then know that they were doomed?
No.
They
should have known once the recession, because the baskets cost, like, they are really expensive.
Like, how much for a basket?
They would range anywhere between $30 to, like, $100 and some odd.
Go have yourself, Longaberger. This is the Cadillac of baskets.
Well, they were.
Give myself a $1 shopping bag.
Yeah, I know. They didn't see shopping bags coming.
People don't carry baskets this time.
That's
Little Red Riding Hood.
Honestly, I think about baseball, okay? So I think about, like, on the tournament that I had. There was a time, I'm sure, where everyone who went and played baseball, and if there were parents there, they all had a basket that they carried all the things that they were going to, you know, eat that day. It's not like that anymore. It's everyone has coolers on wheels.
Yeah.
I just keep picturing, like, a eulogy for one of the Longaberger's, and in the back, is instead of a casket, it's a basket.
Oh, they better be buried in baskets or I'm disappointed.
Someone said, I'd buy it. I'm living in a basket, bitch.
Until
I don't think you can afford it. One of the handles alone is $8 million a year to run.
That's right.
It's really bad.
And if you let it go, the ice crystals will just fly in and kill you.
I feel like there's stuff that goes wrong with it every year, too. They're like, basket sinking into the ground. Nobody thought about any of this.
Yeah, they're like, the staircase smells like urine half the year.
There is a competing basket company, and they're still around because they did not build a big basket building.
Well, that's what it is.
They're smart.
Peterborough Basket Company from New Hampshire.
Yeah, not as cocky as the Longaberger's. Flashing that money around.
You can't flash your
basket
money. They
built a building shaped like a basket.
It's so ugly. It's the worst.
With 75-ton handles.
Wild.
It's crazy, but what a turn it took.
We learned a lot about baskets.
Wow. Yeah, it's crazy.
We've talked about baskets.
They have they've got the view from the ground looking up at the handles.
Oh my God.
When ice finally starts to form on those things, everyone's dead.
Bloodbath. Bloodbath, dude.
Look
glass.
At that.
Oh, look at the shadow
design.
They cast.
Yeah. It is wild. Like,
it's a beautiful building.
If the place looked like the inside on the outside, you could sell it for a fortune.
Right, but you made it look like a basket.
But the outside looks like a basket.
And you put giant gold signs on top of it. Like
it's the dumbest thing I've ever seen in my life.
We tried to tell him not to put those goddamn handles on there.
I can't even imagine being an employee there for 20 years, and then they're like, yeah, we're building a giant basket building.
That happy times they were having.
Oh, boy.
Oh, look, they even, like, even employees got little baskets is like awards.
They must be so sick of baskets. Those people used to work there.
They eat a basket. They won't even. It's like my dad who worked in Green Giant. He won't even look at a Green Giant can.
Don't talk to me about baskets.
Especially if you lost your ass in baskets, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Stock option. Thanks, Longaberger's.
Nuts. Well, there's the tale of Longaberger's.
I bet the main Longaberger's still got away scot-free.
Oh, he rode a golden basket all the way to Valhalla.
Should be a cautionary tale for us all, though, right? A cautionary tale. Don't get too big and cocky.
Right.
Because you're a big basket. Yeah. Could be gone.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Subscribe now to Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
How's everybody?
I'm doing all right, man. I'm nervous today because I got a red energy drink and I got a white shirt.
Oh,
taking
a real chance.
That's
a
real risk, right? Mm.
You'll be fine.
I have a shout weight if you need it.
All right, cool.
Yeah, Lisa's got your back.
Thank you so much.
She's got all our backs.
She does.
The shout wipes.
She did give me one of those shout wipes. I think the same shirt I used a shout wipe on.
I don't wear white for that reason.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I'm a big messy person, but I just don't take the risk.
Yeah, I mean, it's very dumb of me. But this had vertical stripes.
That's all right, so it's slimming.
Very nice.
Yeah. So that's why you went it.
Yeah, okay. But I am the same way, man. Like, I am a messy person. Like, I can't eat anything without it seemingly ending up at least a couple of droplets.
Well, no one's as bad as Lisa, so.
That's true.
Yeah, she is the messiest person we've encountered. But she owns it. Yeah.
She do.
She's good with it.
Mm. I am.
She'll get a shrimp across the room. She doesn't care. Doesn't matter. That's just who she is.
That is.
Who she is.
Cherry tomatoes everywhere.
Yeah, one of the first times that we ate, Andy you had found a loose tomato somewhere.
Yeah, you had a cherry tomato get loose on you. But I understood. It was one of the first things I connected with her on.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's some high tomato.
I was like, you're
there.
A girl that can end up with a cherry tomato across the room? I'm like, I like the cut of your jib, lady.
She's had an onion on her back before.
I was like, hell yeah.
I've had an onion on my back. How the hell did that happen?
I don't know.
We're still trying to figure it out.
No idea.
I don't know how you do it.
Onion on my back.
It's almost like you had to throw the onion up in the air and then lean into it.
Yeah, they like kind of catch it.
And it's not like she eats like Cookie Monster. It's not like
it doesn't matter.
It just doesn't.
Stuff gets away from her.
It was. I was like, you're cool.
It's a real risk eating beside her.
I got the heel spurs.
Say what?
Oh, man.
Oh, so that's what you've got?
Yeah,
so
now I've got this funky thing I got to wear.
What are you in right now?
Why is your foot in my face? Your foot's in my face right now. I know that we've been working together for many, many years.
I know, but I guess, how old we're getting.
You're so comfortable with me. Just put your foot right up.
Well,
because
I knew you guys had asked, like, what am I wearing with my flip-flops?
Oh, I didn't even see it.
Does that help?
Oh, we'll see. I just put it on this morning.
So is it just, like, tender, like your heel's tender?
It's really sore because I started jogging again.
Oh, don't do that.
My body just can't handle it. So I destroyed. I have plantar fasciitis or whatever the hell it's called.
Yeah, really?
I've had it before, but normally it's under the sole of my foot. Mm-hmm. And this time it hit my heel real bad.
That sucks.
Do you get injections or anything for
that? I haven't gone to see anyone yet. I'm trying to see if this helps, this, like, compression.
Don't jog. It's rough.
Yeah, there's
little,
like,
sock thing.
There are probably 382 reasons why I will never jog.
Yeah.
That's one of them.
It's just a lot of injuries that you can get.
Yeah.
I'm just, I guess my gigantic frame.
It's hard on you.
Well, it's just hard on your ankles, your feet, your knees.
You're wearing that with flip flops.
I am wearing
that. That is
supportive shoes.
You can't help them.
Flip flops are probably part of the issue.
I had to jog in flip flops
pretty much all summer because I hurt my foot when we were in Boston.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, right.
You won't give up those flip flops.
I was going to wear shoes this morning, but then I ran out of time. I'm like,
I'll be honest, I'll wear flip-flops for like a day, and my back hurts so bad afterwards that I'm like, why would anyone wear these things for an extended period of time?
I didn't get hurt with my flip-flops or anything, but I just had a bad go with flip-flops. I bought a pair. I was like, sweet.
Oh, yeah, that...
And they blew apart in like 2 days. Hmm. I was like, what the hell?
This is embarrassing.
What?
But I bought orthopedic flip-flops.
You did?
Is that what you're wearing now?
No.
I didn't say they look orthopedic. No. They look normal. Hey. They look fine.
Good luck. Andy, good luck.
I got heel spurs and orthopedic flip-flops.
We
got
to get a separate
good
podcast
luck to you.
Started.
Thank you. I'm going to need it.
Better start working on that. Are we allowed to do that?
Well, I'll fire up the old Twitch again, and we'll see what we can do.
Okay.
I just bought a coffin.
I bought a beautiful gravesite.
I did. I bought a great grave.
Oh, man. Dave.
Because I can't get
what do they look
the
like? Do you have a picture of them?
Yeah, let me see if I can find them on the Zon.
Are they from the doctor? Zon. The doctor show?
No, they're not. They're,
Rockport!
Is it warm in here?
Yeah, this building is a nightmare right now.
Closest, Chuck.
Everything's silent. The other studio, you can cook meat in it.
Feels just a little warm.
See if I can.
Okay, so
let's see these.
Oh boy,
they're kind of like that.
Oh, okay.
That's not too bad.
No, it's not bad. It just provides more support for your
arch.
You really shouldn't wear those a lot. You should wear.
But I thought the orthopedic ones would be all right.
It's better. Mm. I'm not a foot doctor. I don't really know, but
I can't give up the flips.
Yeah, it's summertime.
I love a flip-flop, but mine blew apart.
I wonder what age you have to give flips up at.
Oh, I don't think
like
there
when
is
your
an
body
age. I'm
breaks
it's
down.
Not an age.
Oh no, your body breaks down. There's an age.
Yeah, I feel like for me, it's right now at 36.
Yeah,
oh, that's sad.
Well, you're getting into that zone.
Yep.
It's not. You got to give up flip-flops, but sandals. You wear those till you go tits up.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you see old men with sandals.
Yeah.
All the time.
Yeah.
My dad loves us. He's got a strappy sandal, socks, the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm ready to retire to slippers.
Yeah,
yeah, no, that's too
supportive.
Much.
Slippers.
Bryster always has running shoes.
Running
Same
shoes
with me.
The best.
Yeah.
Someone said you got to do special stretches for your plantar fasciitis.
What do you have to do?
Trying to jump rope may help. Jump rope? Jump that sounds rope. Like that'd be work. You're coming down on it hard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe don't. Let's. Talk to someone who's not.
Somebody who's not probably
not
high off of like four
doobies in. A moron texting in.
Jump rope.
Still up from the night before.
It is brave to have a heel spur kind of sock thing around half your foot and then to show it off in a flip-flop.
Yeah. Wow. Here's my thought process. I'm like, it's just you guys.
This is what you think of.
Yeah. That's how comfortable I am.
Who cares? He doesn't have to impress me. Don't impress me.
No, right. Exactly. Chuck doesn't give a damn if I'm wearing a half sock.
I accidentally burped in front of you guys.
I didn't even know.
I've heard you burp before.
You have?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't hear.
I didn't know.
I thought you did. When I was choking, I was like, and then a burp came out.
You couldn't
couldn't tell. Like, honestly, you were choking so bad.
We couldn't even tell.
You just outed yourself for no reason.
I said something because I was thinking the whole time. I'm like, I didn't even notice.
I was ready to have to come over and do the Heimlich maneuver on her. I was like, won't be bad.
If you tooted, that would have made news. If you tooted and if you got it. That would have made headlines.
Lisa in the studio. Lisa, you feeling better
horrible.
Now?
It's so horrible. It's like this nightmare. Lisa,
I would be like Paul Revere running through this building.
He would.
I'd be running through the city.
Lisa tooted! He tooted in front of us!
Where did James get a horse?
Oh my god! Everybody in the city, Lisa tooted! Spread the word!
Lisa.
She does fart after all.
I'm so excited.
Yeah. Oh, James is on a white horse with like a unicorn.
I got my megaphone on.
I'd be so mortified. Yeah. Oh my god.
Everybody in the surrounding area, Lisa Way has tooted this morning for the first time in the history of her existence. She is tooted. And we were witness to this amazing event.
Yeah. Tooted makes it sound so much better.
I'd cover it up like the CIA for you. I'd be the exact opposite. I'd be like, she did not. I'd kill James. I'd kill his horse.
Oh my god. Yeah. Even the horse dies. Even the horse is dead.
Please leave the horse out of this.
Give me a megaphone.
Nothing in this situation other than look beautiful and majestic.
She did not.
Yeah, with only you, I'd use the word toot.
Sounds nicer.
Yeah, it's because you're a lady. Yeah. You tooted. But no, she
didn't even realize that.
No, really? I didn't know you burped.
No. Well, we just thought you were choking
all night
to death.
I thought you heard me burp.
Nope. No, that's... You were just sitting up all night.
I thought about it often.
I can't sleep. Tossing it. She's like, Jesus.
I'm going to go in there tomorrow. Chuck's going to burp all day at me.
That's
stupid
funny.
Choking. Why did I even choke? I choked on nothing.
I choked on nothing.
I choked on nothing.
I pulled a Dave.
I pulled a Dave. But then I burped and I thought you heard me because then Dave's like, okay.
Oh, that's
like,
funny.
Okay, are you okay?
Oh, it's completely unrelated.
Like, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no.
I did not even burp.
No, you choked for... I don't know. It was like a couple minutes.
Were we on the air? I don't even remember, though.
You were out of the room.
Okay.
We were off the air.
I was like, well, I don't think Dave's got the most problems here because I think I'm losing my mind.
Yeah, no.
I think I have a brain issue.
Yeah, no.
Because I don't recall this at all, and I am trying. I'm going through all the files and nothing.
No, you were outside stretching your back out. And it's something. We were just sitting in here and talking, and then all of a sudden Lisa was like, and I was like, geez, what the hell? And she was like, oh, I got it, fine.
It went on for quite a while.
Yeah, Dave, and it just was choke. And Dave said, like, Lisa, are you okay? Do you need something? And I was like, do I have to get, like, legitimately give you the Heimlich maneuver? He's like, no, God, no, it's not that. I just got to get better before I got to say that. My worst.
But in between there was a
somewhere. I had no idea.
It was in my eyes. I would think my eyes were like.
No.
It kept you up all night. Oh man, that's crazy. Because
you could let a huge burp go and none of us would care.
No, I mean, like, there's sometimes, like, I'm, like, seriously not even thinking I have a burp on deck.
and
we're on the air.
I know.
And I'm such a fat, gross bastard. I'm like... I'm like, oh, God damn you, Andy.
Oh, sure.
You're
no big deal.
It happens to the best of us. So luckily now you know we didn't hear it. You can sleep tonight. Get some good rest.
I will. I won't think about it ever again.
Just don't.
I won't. Oh,
man,
my God.
The fact that I didn't remember that made me, I was like, I need some ginkgo biloba.
Yeah. I can't even imagine.
I'll order you some when I'm ordering more orthopedic shoes.
Cool. Yeah. Give me some ginkgo.
Yeah.
Ginkgo and orthopedic shoes.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.